Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost. A little time of worship, praise, singing, praying, reading from the Word of God. Just some time in His presence with one another, lifting up the name of Jesus. Let's have a great time in His presence as we worship Him together. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And from Ephesians 6:10, we get the basis and the foundation for that song where Paul said, "Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." And then he proceeds on with the next 14 verses to tell us all about being clothed in the full armor of God. Anytime that you feel a little defeated, why don't you just read Ephesians chapter 6? Praise the Lord. It'll lift you up. It'll let you know that you are strong in the Lord. You'll have to admit you're strong in the Lord, because that's the very thing that He said for us to do. And if you feel weak, the Bible says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." Why don't you just wait on Him a little bit? You'll be able to mount up with wings like eagles, run and not be weary, walk and not faint. Praise the Lord. The people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. The devil gets afraid and nervous when he sees a saint of God on their knees and calling on the name of Jesus. He is a defeated foe. Let's exercise our strength and let's praise the Lord and be glad for the victory in our heart. Going to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from 2 Corinthians 4:7. "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power of God and not of us." Praise the Lord. Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. If you will, be ready to take down some contact information toward the end of the service. Here's a great favorite that just about everybody knows and many churches sing, page 212 in the Holiness Hymns. "When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there." Let's sing it together, lift up His name and worship Him.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of His resurrection share, when His chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the sky, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up up yonder. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Hallelujah.
Oh, let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there.
Well, great faith it was exercised in the writing of that song. That songwriter was confident that when the roll is called up yonder, he would be there. What about you today? Can you sing that with that same confidence? Ephesians 4:32 teaches us this, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. And let's read another verse of Scripture. He says here in Psalms chapter 1, beginning with verse 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. The Word of God, wonderful words of life. Let's pray today. I want you just to bring all your requests to the altar, all your needs. Just pour your heart out to him. Just tell him what's there. You know, in church, oftentimes we hear someone says, I have an unspoken request, and we respect that. But you know, when it comes to the Lord, he never says, let your unspoken request be made known to him. He says, let your request be made known to him. So it's not an unspoken request when you take it to the Lord. You just need to pour your heart out, give him the person's name, tell him the need, what you need healed of, who needs to be saved. Whatever the situation is, if you need finances, you just need to pour your heart out to him and let your request be made known unto God. You say, well, he already knows. I know he already knows, but he said for you to ask and you shall receive. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Seek and you shall find. Let's pray. Lord, we want to be obedient to the Word of God, and we need to be obedient to the Word of God in order to get an answer to our prayers. Lord, we know that obedience is better than sacrifice. And Lord, we're thankful today that we can obey your voice. You've told us, Lord, that if we hear your voice, that we are to obey your voice. We're so thankful, Lord, for that leadership. We're thankful, Lord, for your voice that speaks to us. Sometimes a still, small voice. Sometimes it's like roaring thunder. But however you choose to speak to us, Lord, we want to be attentive saints of God. We want to listen and we want to obey. Help us today, Lord, to reach out to someone. Someone, Lord, today needs help from this broadcast service. I pray, Lord, that in this few short minutes, I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, you'll touch some heart. Help someone to look up to you. Someone, Lord, may be repenting of sin right now. I pray you'll save them. Baptize them in the Holy Ghost. Minister to every need. Help them, Lord, to lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset them. And help them, Lord, to run with patience the race that is set before them. We give you praise today in Jesus' name. Thank you for being with us. Amen. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something wonderful happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. Hallelujah. And I'll give you contact information at the end. I've got my foot on the rock. Hallelujah. I'm enjoying what I'm feeling in my soul today. I started out to win this race, to serve the Lord and to look upon His face. But the way has been long and the way has been rough. But there's one thing I'm sure, I've got my mind made up. I've got my foot on the rock and my mind's made up. Though I walk through the lonely valley, though I drink from the bitter cup, when the devil comes a-knocking, showing me an easier way, I stand right square on my feet. I hold my head in the air. I look Him straight in the eye. I say my foot's on the rock and my mind's made up. The devil, he will tempt you and fill your way with strife. He'll make you sick in body, even try to take your life. But put your trust in Jesus. Say, Lord, I've had enough. The Lord will say, move on, Satan. He's got his mind made up. Hallelujah. Is your mind made up? Are you determined today? Well, Job was a man who was tempted in every way. The devil took his family. He lay sick night and day. His wife, she came a-saying, curse God, you've had enough. He said, you talk like a foolish woman. I've got my mind made up. I've got my foot on the rock and my mind's made up. Though I walk through the lonely valley, though I drink from the bitter cup, when the devil comes a-knocking, showing me an easier way, I stand right square on my feet. I look my head in the air. I look Him straight in the eye. I say my foot's on the rock and my mind's made up. Well, I hope that's the kind of believer you are today. Thank you for worshiping with us. Join us each weekday at this time, the Lord permitting and providing. Send any mail. If you have a check you'd like to send, it would be appreciated. But we want to hear from you anyway. Send a song request or a prayer request or just a card. Let us know that you're there. Any mail should go to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. Then our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click listen online, and you can hear a broadcast 7 days a week. There are some half-hour broadcasts on the weekend. And let us know that you're there. Praise the Lord. And if you want to contribute with your debit or credit card, just click donate on the front page. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
I've got my foot on the rock.